Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Manformation Podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I am so glad you are here with me today listening to this podcast. I want this to be our daily connection. I want it to be a ritual. Just you and me, two men going through the journey of life. We're a little bit older. Maybe we've accomplished some things, but we want more. And that's what I want to talk about during this short time that we're going to spend together here today. I want to talk about unfinished business. Is there anything that keeps you up at night? You know what I'm talking about, right? It doesn't matter how well life is going. Sometimes maybe you're in a groove. Maybe times aren't necessarily challenging. Maybe somewhere in between. And you're sleeping at night and you got to get up maybe in a few hours. But, you know, your sleep patterns, maybe you kind of get up maybe an hour before you have to. And it's a little bit too early to get up, because you're going to need that extra hour of sleep later in your really packed day. You're going to need that energy. So you don't want to get up, but you can't go back to sleep. I don't know about for you, but that's when I think about this whole life stuff. And I think about this life stuff a lot. I am a coach. I am a speaker. I'm an author. I've been fascinated with why we as people do the things that we do. And really, all started with me trying to figure out what I had to do, how I had to get my mind right to live the kind of life that I wanted to accomplish, the goals and the dreams. And that's been my continual journey, and it seems to intensify. Here I am at 56 years old. And so I think about this all the time. I coach men who are just like you, leaders, strong, accomplished. And many times it's your responsibility, whether it's directly stated or implied, that you're responsible for the strength, the mood, the environment, the mental, the emotional environment, the direction of your family, your business. A lot of pressure is on you, the strength, the pillar. And you accept that role. You love that role. You crave that role. You know, you're not rejecting it. It's just who you are, and that's who I am too. But sometimes, how do you get your mind straight? And how do you make your way through all of this? Well, if that sounds like you, that is definitely me. And in addition to getting my mind right and leading my environment, I coach men who are just like you, trying to figure this stuff out. Through weekly one-on-one coaching, we meet for an hour every week. I get men clear. I get them focused on what it is they really want, their legacy, what they want to accomplish, why that's so important to them. Keep them focused on why that's so important to them, because that reason why, it's got to be clear. It's got to be clear all the time if you're going to make sure that you use all your willpower, focus, energy, and time in a way that serves you and day by day, action by action, gets you closer to those goals, those achievements, those experiences, those real emotions that you really want. I keep them focused, keep them clear, and then keep them accountable to the promises they make to themselves. So my energy level, my clarity has to be spot on all the time to serve my guys, the men who come to me, who depend on me to be ready to play all out at all times of the day. I help men all over the world, so it's all times of the day and night. I got to be on, and forget about their expectations. It's what I expect of myself. So I know that many of the men who have been following my journey throughout the years and who listen to this Manformation podcast, maybe you're new, welcome. That's the journey that you and I are going through, and I want this podcast to be just a way for us to connect, just compare notes. I want you to know, from my experience helping out men just like you going through their journeys, being a real part and keeping them accountable to the promises that they make themselves, that you're not alone. because many times we may be winning in life. We just don't know it, especially if you don't do a lot of talking because you're the leader. You put this pressure on yourself. You feel this pressure to always be on, to always lead. You don't look around for relief a lot of times because you are the source of relief. Right? Sometimes it's good to check in and just realize that the challenges that you're going through are the same challenges that men who are just like you go through all the time. So sometimes when we realize, hey, we're not defective, we're not broken, this is just the game that men like us are playing all the time, then it just makes it a lot more bearable. Just put your head down and get to work, come up with a plan, get that sense of control. And so I want our daily connection, this Man Formation podcast, if you're a little bit older, you have a busy, productive life, you've got some accomplishments behind you, but you just feel like you have this unfinished business that keeps you up at night, if you're like me. Again, it doesn't matter how much I've accomplished. It's from this point forward that I think about. If I were to die today, I just feel that I just had so much more talent and gifts to give this world, to provide for my family, that it didn't get out of me. I didn't find a way to organize my willpower, focus, energy, and time to make it all happen. I can't die right now. I've got way too much unfinished business. And this relationship that we're developing on this Man Formation podcast is part of my attempt to put it all together, all my skills, all my talents, all of my unique stack of talents, to put us together, to make this mark on this world, to make this mark on you, make this mark on my family. I want to look in the mirror, and if it's possible, I want to close out this unfinished business. When I close my eyes for the last time on this planet, I want to know that I left it all on the floor. I want to know that I used all of my time in a way that, regardless of I've accomplished a lot in the past and maybe had some lulls over these years, you know, when you're a little bit older, right? You know, you can look back and it seems like you were going at one steady pace, but there were times that you were more productive than others. And with all the ups and downs, I want to know I closed it out. I got all this unfinished business done, if that's possible, that I left it all on the floor. And I don't know about you. Again, it doesn't matter what you accomplish. If you're listening to this podcast, you are a driven man. You probably have accomplishments in other people's minds. You're so accomplished or whatever. And you respect, you appreciate everything you've done. It's just that you got so much more to do. You got so much more unfinished business. I'm curious, when you were younger, in your 20s and your 30s, did you think at this age that it would feel this way? That in many ways, you still have that appreciative, you're appreciative about life, you put in the work, you know that. But this edge would still be with you at this age. And that's a good thing. I don't see this necessarily as a bad thing. But this whole Man Formation message, this podcast, this journey that we're going through, it's about having the right mindset to take on the day, take on the world. I want this Man Formation podcast to be something that we do maybe first thing every single morning. You're spending your time with me, getting your mind right for the day with a cup of coffee every single day. That's our daily connection. That's our ritual. I want to use my over 36 years at this point being totally obsessed with personal development, why we do the things we do as human beings, why I do the things I do, and what I can do to improve. Working with the masters in personal development, going on to the things that I did very well in life and all the things I was challenged with and all the things I was challenged with that maybe I made a comeback in later on in life. I started focusing on that. And then I got to a place that I never thought I would get to. Right? All the ups and downs, all around. The game of life. And that's what it is, a game of life. I'm sure you see it that way. I want you to enjoy this game of life even more. If you're a little bit older, you've got a busy, productive life, you've accomplished a lot, but you've got so much more inside of you. You've got so much more unfinished business to take care of. You and me, we're in the same boat. You found your home here, and I want this to be our daily ritual. And so I want to use my experience and my perspective talking to so many men through this one-on-one coaching, and you do what you do well. I spend hours and hours and hours and with dozens of men on the phone with many different stories, strengths, weaknesses, stories in life, goals, experiences, challenges, and I can take all of this and I can come to you. And a lot of men who I work with, maybe they're listening to this podcast or they're watching my videos or all the other things that I do, and they go, man, you're speaking right into my soul. How did you know what I was going through? And that's because I talk to so many men. I talk to so many men on the phone from 10 minutes to an hour at a time. And I talk to so many men. I've done it for so long that I have the commonality. What you're feeling, what you're challenged with, what your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations, it's so common. And that's the thing about this, is that little by little, it's to get your plan together so you feel in control. So you put all these pieces together, you put a plan, and no matter how much unfinished business that you have, you see it, you feel it about where you want to go, and then you do your best guess to put together a plan that you can work on every single day and chip away. And you're not going to be 100% confident that you're going to your plan is going to be effective, that it's going to work. But most of the time, you are. And you can feel in control and work hard and little by little chip away. And that's the best that we can do. That's the best we can do. So I want this to be our ritual. So if you feel, no matter how much you've accomplished in the past, that keeps you up at night, all this unfinished business, this journey of life, it can't end today. I am not finished. Well, you're not alone. So let's get our mind right. Let's understand we're not defective. We're not broken. Let's come up with that plan after we create that vision and just chip, chip, chip away every single day. And I want to go on this journey with you. I want you to join me for this Manformation podcast. Look, we have more time behind us than we do in front of us. Now is the time to create that clear vision, to get that plan in place and chip away at it, to leave it all on the floor while we can. Let's get this unfinished business all tied up with the time that we have left. That's the message. That's what I want to help you do. And that's what this Manformation podcast is all about. Hey, if you like this message, if you want to reach out, send me an email at skip@manformation.com. skip@manformation.com. Like I said, if what I'm saying resonates, and you want more clarity, like I said, I help men just like you all over the world. I have for years. Get that clarity. Get congruent with their thoughts. Create that plan. Make a plan. Get some objectivity and perspective. Get accountable every single week to make it happen. Send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. Send that email to skip@manformation.com. skip@manformation.com. Got many different email addresses. Whatever it takes, just find a way to get a hold of me. And I will see you on the next Manformation podcast.